Well, we've talked to him all week long. We will continue to do so right up to and through the NFL draft, May 8th through the 10th here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We bring in Tony Pauline from DraftInsider.net. And Tony, it is time to give us some names, or the name, if the Eagles stay at number 22. Who do they take on May 8th?
Well, let's look at the receiver position first, because they've got to replace what they lost with DeSean Jackson there. So I think my number one pick for the Eagles would be Brandon Cooks of Oregon State. He's a lot like DeSean Jackson, a little bit small, but he's explosive. He's a game breaker. He can score from any point in the field whenever the ball's in his hands. He's also versatile. You can line him up in the slot. You can line him up in the flanks. You can use him as a return specialist. You can run reverses with him. He's definitely a Chip Kelly type of player. This Brandon Cooks is the type of player that Chip Kelly would have on his roster at the University of Oregon. He's the type of game breaker. He's the type of guy that you can put in motion, line him up all over the field. I like Brandon Cooks for the Philadelphia Eagles. The other receiver to remember is Marquise Lee of USC, a guy who I think is a bit underrated at this point in time. Highly rated coming into the season, had a knee injury, struggled throughout the year. He's not the game breaker of Brandon Cooks, but he's a reliable pass catcher who does a great job running after the catch, creating yardage, finding ways to be productive. If they want to go receiver in round two, name the remembers Paul Richardson. He has those of Colorado. He has those Brandon Cooks types of game-breaking ability. Not as polished as Brandon Cooks. Doesn't have the return skills, but again, a guy that can stretch the field vertically and have the opposing defenses playing back on their heels.
All right, so you believe wide receiver is round one. Now in round two, do the Eagles go defense here? Is the defensive depth enough in the secondary, perhaps at safety, at linebacker, interior defensive line? Is there somebody in those mid-50s areas, whether the Eagles move up and down from 54, somewhere that somebody they could really get and expect an immediate contribution?
Jimmy Ward, the safety from Northern Illinois, is the guy who I think that they could look to in round two. A productive college player throughout his career, has been lined up at both cornerback and safety. You know, he doesn't have the same athletic game type of highlight films that the top two safeties, Calvin Pryor or Ha-Ha Dixon, has. But what Jimmy Ward is he's an intelligent player. He plays smart football. He stays away from mental mistakes. He can cover the entire center field area. You can play him over the slot receiver. He's not going to have the breakdown. You know, he's not a special all-pro type of talent, but you know what you're getting with Jimmy Ward. You're getting a guy from Jimmy Ward in Northern Illinois who can start early on in his NFL career. And he's not really going to have lapses. He's not going to blow assignments. So I think that would be a good pick for the Eagles in round two to solidify or help improve that defensive secondary.
Tony, we talked about this earlier in the week. The Eagles only have six draft picks right now. Do you think it's going to be difficult to add to that? I mean, it would seem this is a team that historically has gone into the draft with 8, 9, 10, even more draft picks. They want to accumulate picks. But if every team wants to add to their draft pick collection, will it be difficult for the Eagles to do so?
Well, I don't know that every team wants to add to their draft pick collection. I would look at two positions, the quarterback position and the offensive tackle position. If one of those quarterbacks, whether it be Bridgewater or, gosh forbid, Bortles, I don't think that's going to happen. If one of those quarterbacks start to fall, or even one of the offensive tackles start to fall, like a Taylor Lewan, maybe Zach Martin's available, I could see one of those teams, either late in round one or the early part of round two, who want to grab a starter, basically making an offer to the Eagles to move up to get one of them. So you have to see which players start to slide down. If a highly rated player starts to slide, I think there'll be opportunity for the Eagles to move down.
Tony, do you feel you have a handle at all on, it's only been 1 year, on what Chip's patterns might be or what he's looking for in players? We know that Howie Roseman historically has been someone who likes to wheel and deal. Last year, Chip kept it pretty straight in the early going. I think surprised a lot of people with the Zach Ertz pick, but obviously that pick turned out to be a very productive one. Do you feel you have a sense of what he's looking for?
Good athletes that are fast. I mean, basically what he did at Oregon. You got fast athletes, basically, that the opponents cannot cover. You saw it with their third-round pick, the defensive lineman out from LSU. You know, he wasn't the stoutest guy. He wasn't the strongest guy in the world, but he was a good athlete, and he was so fast that opposing blockers had a difficult time blocking him. So I think he's going to stay on that mantra where, you know, you look at their first-round pick, you talked about Zach Ertz. I mean, these guys are good athletes at their position, may need a little bit of polish on their games, but down the road, if they can become really good football players and meld that with their athleticism, you're going to have some dynamite. You're going to have a dynamite roster.
You mentioned Benny Logan, the third-round pick from LSU last year. Eagles seeing him as a in this 3-4 as a nose tackle. Not the prototype size, not that space eater, but somebody who's developing very nicely. Is there somebody else? As the Eagles traded away Isaac Sopawaga last year, Clifton Gathers signs with the Redskins in free agency. A big interior defensive lineman that you can get in rounds 3, 4, 5 who can come in and give you some quality snaps and stop the run, something that hurt the Eagles badly in the playoff loss to New Orleans.
Two names to remember. First one from Arkansas State, Ryan Carruthers, 6'1.5", 337 pounds. He's a guy who occupies the gaps. He occupies blockers, allows his teammates to get to the ball to make plays. But he's also a decent athlete. He's not just a stuck-in-the-mud, stuck-in-the-cement type of guy. He can change direction, get down the line of scrimmage, and pursue the play. Another name to remember who's going to be a late-round pick, guy who really not too far from where the Eagles play, Zach Kerr out of Delaware, 6'1", 316 pounds. Another guy who's very strong at the point of attack. He takes on blocks, he holds his ground, but also very athletic. He's able to get behind the line of scrimmage, change direction, and chase outside the box in pursuit of the play. So I think there will be the possibility to get that sort of player in the last day of the draft.
Tony Pauline thinks the Eagles are going wide receiver in round one. We will check in with you, of course, as we get closer to the draft, Tony. And I think that's what most of these mock drafts are saying, wide receiver for the Eagles. Tony Pauline, great work this week. Thank you so much for joining us here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And that's Tony Pauline all week. He's been with us, and he'll be with us throughout our coverage leading up and through this 2014 NFL draft. Follow Tony on the web, NFL Insider. Loves the draft. He's been covering it for years and years. DraftInsider.net. We thank him for his time and his expertise on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.